Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth Children's Corner Show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Children's Corner. Today, I have one of my very favorite guests for the Children's Corner, and she is J.L. Kimmel. Janine just returned from an inspirational two-week tour to El Salvador, where she taught 25 classes in the art of storytelling and illustration to local and international students at various schools, British, American, and French schools. And as usual, Janine walks her talk and went to El Salvador and shared her love of storytelling, illustration, nature, and her spiritual path. Anyway, I do have a very short video clip of Janine with a class down there in El Salvador, and there is a direct link to that video in the show page description, as well as also a link to her website for the wonderful book, The Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle. We've had a show about that and also one on Janine and storytelling, but it's an absolutely wonderful children's book and young children, you know, people who are children at heart as well. So anyway, with that, let me go ahead and welcome Janine to the show. Hello, Janine.
Hi, Robert. Glad to be here. Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. It is a pleasure. I remember, in our show, the last show that we did, we talked about the storytelling and illustration, and you had talked about this upcoming trip, and I remember saying, well, let's definitely get together afterwards, and I'm glad that we both have good follow-through.
Yes, that's so great. I love that, too. Thank you. It's so great to be able to come back and share what happened down there and the spinoffs from down there and how I inspired children, and then I got inspired by them and the country. So, yeah, it was a great trip.
Wow, that is really great. Now, to start with, first of all, why don't we just let the listeners know, in case they didn't hear the earlier shows that we had, the storytelling and illustration class that you offered, exactly what was the content?
Yeah. Well, what I do is it started years ago with The Magic Gown, a book I wrote and illustrated, and that process of creativity that stemmed from a year of me painting doorway paintings and magical landscapes. And then that moved into the next writing of my book, The Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle, which was a whole other experience that I collaborated with David Ceccarelli. And that came from a whole fun idea, not images. So clearly I had two very good examples of how people can develop a story and for me, an illustrated story, because I love illustrations with story. So this is kind of birthed from my own personal experience and my desire to always share how creativity has helped me so much throughout my life and then how fun it is. And now I have this very solid 45-minute to an hour and a half, depending on, how extensive I go, to share with any age, really from like third grade to adults, on my experience and then how I can teach and activate the imagination of others, and I call it the art of storytelling and illustration. And so this really started even stronger in the fall when I did a tour here on the East Coast at some libraries, and then it snowballed into this wonderful invitation by several schools in El Salvador, where when they heard I was coming, more and more schools just kept saying, we want you there, we would love you there. And really what is validated by everything that I've been doing is the premise that I taught the kids. There's a Joseph Campbell quote that traveled with me. It's on my posters. It's he says, Joseph Campbell's a famous mythologist, and he said, the big question is whether you are going to say a hearty yes to adventure. Now, and so what I say to the kids and to anybody is I've been saying yes to my adventure, and this is all the incredible stuff that's been happening. And so, you know, this is just more of the same of saying yes and look at these adventures I've gone on, and then you write adventure stories, and it's just all been really magical and very tangible, even though it's magical. So I get to share that, and I'm really seeing that it's being received very well, and they're getting it, and that's so much fun for me.
Well,
so,
you know, that is, gosh, that's like a dream job, you know?
It is,
to
right?
To be able to do that. Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
yeah, because... Yeah, because, you know, just the ability to stimulate creativity, you know, and that in and of itself is just such a wonderful gift, you know, to give, because that is something that, like you say, can somewhat be intangible, but yet when, you know, people, when it kind of exhibits itself, then it's like, well, of course it's there, you know.
Yeah, and what I've noticed, you know, I mean, this is nothing new, but it's so true that there's nothing more powerful than experiencing something. So it's been
right.
a real evolvement for me. And as I experience mm-hmm. this over the years, this is the only way that I've been able to develop this workshop is by what's happened to me in my experience. So what I love about it, it's been so unpredictable, and yet... here it is. So yeah. I always share that too with the kids, that the unpredictable is the really where the magic is. And so, and that's El Salvador. That was my trip to El Salvador. Just really, like, it just had this momentum that I was giggling how I would get emails at another school and more school and another school. And, you know, I got over the 2-week period, the 5 days, you know, I took the weekend off in between, and there's some great stories from that weekend. But I saw up to 800 children, and I would have never guessed that. You know, I would have never thought that I'd be doing 25 presentations and seeing up to 800 children, and they were from 3rd grade to 12th grade. And it really was translating to every age group, and so yeah, it was just a magical experience, and I love that I could come back and then come on the show that I was on before and talk about it. You know, that's
yeah.
part of the magic.
It is, you know, and that's, to me, that's the one thing, like I say, you know, that's like a gift that you give to them, you know, as far as inspiring, and I hope, you know, the radio show will also get other people, you know, inspired to, you know,
yeah.
explore the creativity and the magic, you know, that really is there. So now, how did, in particular, El Salvador come up? I mean, because you said that, you know, you were getting, there was some kind of connection, but then it starts. So where was the seed
right.
actually of El Salvador?
Well, you know, it started with a little thank you from my brother is a surfer, and my whole family are surfers. My son's a professional surfer. El Salvador has surf. So my
oh.
brother went down to surf there, and a friend that he was staying with, sister, who is very lives in El Salvador, has lived there for 4 years, she started her own library for the local children. And I thought that was really beautiful. You know, anyone who's trying to introduce literacy and books. And so my brother said, you know, I'd love to send her a thank you for her graciousness. I'd love to send her your book. So, of course, I said yes. And so when we sent a whole box, you know, of the Magic Gowns and the Yawning Rapid Rivers as a gift for her graciousness to the library that she started. But what ended up happening, and I said, you know, anytime you want me to come read at that library, I'd be happy to, because I'm saying yes to adventure. But what happened was she started to show, unbeknownst to me, she started to show the American school, the American school, the French school, the British school, local. She started showing them my book, and she said what I did. She said, you know, she has this workshop, and that next thing you know, I was getting emails from the directors of these schools saying, please come, please, when you're here, can you come do our schools? So I ended up literally having no downtime, and all I kept saying was yes, and it was amazing. And so, you know, this is how life is, I think, that, you know, from something small and, you know, you never know, there was this this kind of momentum, and they obviously knew I was doing a tour in the libraries here, and so it was just funny.
Okay.
It was amazing. And then the directors of these schools just started to want to give me like cocktail parties, and then they would ask me to do the presentations at the cocktail parties, and then there were people from like the ambassador to Israel and Panama were there, and they're like, well, you know, maybe you could come to our schools. And I'm like,
oh my gosh. Wow.
And I started smiling, saying, you know, really, this is what happens when you're saying yes to adventure, because you know, you can't predict where you go, but I wouldn't want to anyway, you know, so.
Yeah, you like the element of surprise, you know. So
I do, and I like the organic unfolding. Yeah.
Yep.
So, like my characters and my stories.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, and it is. You know, when you think about the series of events and the relationships that were necessary, you know, from the surfer brother down to the friend, sister, to the library. I mean, you know, that's like a chain that is kind of really just, I'm sure, like dominoes kind of just falling into place to, you know, to make that whole connection and that whole experience happen.
Yeah, and unpredictable from my perspective, because I just said, you know, a simple thing like, I'd love to come read, and that's what happened. And I love the enthusiasm that I was met with. The schools were just so excited, and I was doing five a day. And you know, one woman said to me, I've never seen such stamina. And I was laughing, you know, because it really did require, you know, a certain focus and stamina. But it was generated by this incredible, like, I was being inspired by the kids, and the kids were being inspired by me. And it just created this energy that I really did thrive on, you know. And it was so much fun. And you know when you're being pulled into another magical adventure, when, you know, the things show up that you didn't expect, you know.
Right.
And I can talk about them whenever, you know, you want. You know, just part of the magic.
Yeah, we'll definitely go there. But let's start with that. When you did, you said, like, you know, five a day or whatever, was it with like within one school you would do different grade levels, you know?
Yeah.
School? Okay.
Yeah, they would, like, I would be in the auditorium, and I'd be set up, and, you know, it was wonderful. Like, I had a big screen and then my scrolls, and then they'd bring in like 124th graders, and then they'd bring in 125th graders, and then but then I'd have to move, and I'd move into another really, you know, wonderful room where I'd start to see these advanced English 9th to 12th graders, like 70 in each of those groups. And and I would just allow myself to speak to the group. I wouldn't think about what I was going to say, because the ages were so different. But whatever I said, it just felt so right to the age group, you know. And that was fun in itself for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was on some kind of role, I think.
There you go. Well, you know, and see, that in and of itself is interesting because, you know, when you think about it, now I could see where you would want to address particular grade levels in different ways.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just slightly, you know, changing vocabulary and that kind of thing maybe. But what I find fascinating is that, you know, you were that what you did could cross so wide a, you know, an age range, you know, and equally as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, if you think about why, to me, it's an art to be able to do that. See, and
right.
I think that the art of storytelling and illustration is exactly that. And the art of, you know, crossing the age groups, that's what's so great about mythology and storytelling. It does cross all the age groups. And really
yeah.
opening the imagination, you know, you can be, it doesn't matter, 4th grade, 9th grade, 12th grade. And I recall, you know, one of the directors of the school saying, you know, we want to give you a cocktail party. We're going to invite, you know, all these people from the community, you know, all, you know, quite successful in the area. And you know, and she said, and would you do your presentation? And so, of course, I just was so practiced at saying yes.
Right.
You know, I'm going to throw myself into the lion's den. You know, so what ended up happening though was, you know, if there was any concern of mine that, you know, I was going to be speaking to adults in like from the banking industry and the finance
right,
industry
right.
and the diplomacy uh-huh. and you know diplomats and things, it was remarkable how by the end of my presentation they were all being like children. They were all talking about the characters, and they had their own ideas about the characters. And I just started really, I was amazed how everybody's barrier just drops down. And, you know, now everybody's
yeah.
talking about magical turtles and magical rabbits. And these are, and
yeah.
it was just so much fun for me, you know, and a real reinforcement for me to just trust that
right.
these stories that I have and this art that I have really do have a message, and that, you know, I don't have to worry that it can't deliver, because it has delivered. And so it was
right.
a real exercise for me to trust and just do it. And so it was extraordinary for me. And,
I was going to say, you know, and the thing about that, you know, because you emphasize the trust, you know, that is such a very important aspect. And, you know, that as well as the saying yes. You know, to me, those were like, those are the two main elements that I think if people really want to go ahead and make things happen in their life, that they should, you know, bring into their awareness, you know, because those are two things that really is what makes things work.
Yeah. Yeah, the experience of it can't happen unless you put yourself in that position. And
uh-huh.
whether or not it's – and really the fact if it's uncomfortable is really a good sign to me, because it's you're stretching yourself and you're putting yourself, like, in a vulnerable place. And I think that people really pick up on that, and they get something from that. You know, your willingness to offer yourself and something that is very personal – and intimate to me is my work. And so it was just what happened was I came away from El Salvador, you know, changed and more trusting of confident and excited about, you know, my characters and their stories. And I laugh a lot because, you know, in the Yawning Rabbit River, there's the little rabbit thief, Sean, who's quite the character.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always saying it's Sean is doing this. You know, I'm like, look where the rabbit thief is.
Okay. How
funny. I'm like, look where he's going, you know, and I'm just following him. But, yeah, it's been amazing. And then I came home and ended up unexpectedly doing a school in Los Angeles because they heard about it, and I said, absolutely. And that was beautiful. I did 3 presentations in a row in one day, and, it, you know, the kids were, you could just feel them getting it and delighted. And it was just, again, the same kind of experience as in El Salvador.
Yeah.
So
now, you know, do you, just as you were talking, do you think that, I mean, because I think, you know, from that age as well all the way up to the adults, you know, you seem, the whole idea of focusing on storytelling and illustration and that creative aspect, to me it seems like when people come to you, it's like they finally have a chance to be able to really let go, you know what I mean, and go in, you know, kind of explore that word in regular life. There's really not a whole lot of storytelling going on, you know what I mean? And so I'm just wondering if it's just kind of like pent up, that inner child coming, getting permission to kind of cut loose.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I remember I was doing I was in New York City and I was doing a book signing at Whole Foods once, a couple years ago. And I remember this woman telling me, "Oh, I don't like children's stories. I don't like children's stories." And but she kept wanting me to talk about my story, and she wouldn't leave. And then she would tell me, "Oh, I don't like children's stories." She sort of had this reserve or this resistance, and yet she kept staying near me. And then she said, and she seemed like a very sad person, and maybe someone who's been through a lot in their life. And then she said to me, "You know, you're contagious." And she said, I could tell that she said, you're enchanting me. And I think that's the fun part where, you know, if someone's not used to entering the enchanted worlds, they all of a sudden get enchanted and those worlds start to open up to them. And if they're not used to it, it is fun and it's exhilarating. And, you know, that's the whole idea, to go and be taken by a story. And so that's what I always hope for and am delighted when, you know, the enchantment of an adventure story that mixes reality and magic will do that, you know.
Exactly.
And so I've had those experiences where you can tell that someone who's not used to it, you know, who maybe have had, like, a much more serious life. And, and I've had a very serious life in many occasions and tragedy and things, but there's something about the softening and the enchantment that happens in these stories that I think is very healing. And that's what Joseph Campbell is a big believer, you know, the mythologist who... Storytelling is really like a medicine, you know, and so there's something beautiful about it that I think does the heart very good, you know. So
I agree. Well, you know what? Kind of a little past halfway, so I'm going to take just a quick break, okay?
Sure.
And then when we return, we'll continue, and I want to find out more about those, you know, special instances of inspiration, both ways from
okay.
and the students. Okay. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's what Heather had to say about joy potential.
Our lives have many chapters, and some transitions are scarier than others. Fortunately, the main character in your book comes in contact with people on a new job that he thought he would never have to do at his age. They listen and talk with each other, and the process they go through is magic and life-changing. Listening is one of the most important skills anyone can have and a skill anyone can develop. I so enjoyed John and Leonora and remember thinking while I was reading the book, are they real? Some people help us put our training wheels on, and some people help us take our training wheels off. Anyway, I did so enjoy the book. Thank you.
Hi, Robert. Evelyn here from treeofenchantments.com, my little online magical forest shop. And talk about magic. Boy, joy potential is truly magical. This story about a week when everything turns to a new life path, speaking of fear turning into excitement, startling new connections with others, breathtaking new thought patterns, really, I could go on and on. The ending is such a surprise. Honestly, I couldn't put it down. And when I finished reading it, I wanted more. You don't come across books like this often in life. No matter where you are, Joy Potential will open awareness and simply delight. Thank you, Robert, for a really wonderful book. I look forward to the next book and to the next one and the one after that. I hope many, many people read Joy Potential. They will be very glad they did.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, this is a Bringing Inspiration to Earth Children's Corner. I do want to remind everyone, as starting in January, we are going to a Monday through Friday format, so be sure to check out our calendar in the upcoming months. We're going to have some really great stories, some great guests as well. So today, my very special guest is J.L. Kimmel, or Janine Kimmel, and she is co-author of the book, The Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle.com and The Magic Gown. You can find out more about the Yawning Rabbit River by visiting the website tyrrc.com. And I do have a direct link to that website in the show page description, as well as in that description is a link to a short video clip of Janine doing her class down there in El Salvador. So check that out, too. It's just a short little clip, but it kind of gives you a really good sense of what was going on down there. So anyway, with that, let me welcome Janine back. Okay, Janine, we're back.
Hi there. Good to be here.
It was good to be, and it was really great. I really appreciate Sarah sending me that video link, that video of you, so we were able to put that in the link so people can get to see it. That was kind of, even though it's short, it was really good to see you kind of in action up there.
Yeah, that was fun. I just linked on that, and that was thanks to the school, the American school, and it was fun just to see the kids' reaction. So, thank you.
Yeah, well. Oh, sure. Now, okay, there are a couple things that you had talked about. You alluded to the fact that you inspired the children and then they, in turn, inspired you. What would you say is probably the most inspirational thing that you have gotten from that particular trip with them?
Yeah, well, you know, the amount of work and presentations I was doing, it was demanding. But what I noticed was all the different ages, the kids would come up to me at the end so bubbling with excitement.
Right.
And, you know, and so I would immediately just get re-energized. And I recall, you know, the older group, this one teacher, you know, I think I was on my fourth presentation, ready to do my fifth, and You know, I was talking to myself, like, when you go running, you're like, you know, you can do this. You've got it. You've got the energy. And so this one teacher came up to me, and she said, there was a boy, and he was a high school age. She said he had such a difficult year last year, and he's so creative, and it's been really hard for him. And she said, when I saw him come out of your class, and I asked him how it was, and, you know, I guess he had some real emotional issues and had a very difficult time last year. He said, it was so amazing. And, you know, and she said, you just can't believe how lit up he was. And, you know, that, I immediately felt this jolt of like, oh, this is, you know, this is so good. And I felt great. I felt great. So that happened, you know, several times where, you know, the most unlikely, oh, there was another boy who literally would not have eye contact with me the whole time I was talking. And, you know, when you're presenting up at the front, you're like, oh,
uh-huh.
You know, this person really isn't liking it. And, you know, there's nothing
uh-huh.
you can do
yeah.
about it. You just keep going.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and I could tell, you know, I was like, okay, he really wishes he wasn't here. But, okay, so the class ends, and this, he comes up to me, and he says, can I talk to you? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I love your art. And he just was burst, and I was so surprised that he was saying what he was saying, because whatever I thought he was thinking wasn't what he was thinking. And it was really touching to have someone who I thought really wasn't enjoying this, getting this, really wished, you know, he wasn't there.
Right.
So that happened. That happened. That was the most, you know, obvious time. But there were other times where I was just so surprised by the kids that you thought weren't liking it. And then, you know, yeah, so another amazing thing happened for the students from me, which was when you read the Yawning Rabbit River Chronicle, there's a character in there that everybody loves called Penny Boy. And Penny Boy...
My favorite.
Penny Boy... What?
It was my favorite character.
Yes.
He was my favorite character. Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know, over the course of the last year, people have really wanted to talk about Penny Boy with me. And I knew that Penny Boy had his own story. So I've been thinking about Penny Boy for about 8 months and really wasn't sure where was he from? What was his beginning? You know, and I definitely wanted to write like a novella about Penny Boy. I felt that he could hold him up in the book. Right. So for 8 months, I've been thinking about this, but really couldn't grasp what it was. So when I arrived in El Salvador, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, I realized Penny Boy's origin, his maker, where he came from, and it happened in this, like, as we're coming into El Salvador on the plane, the pilot says, you know, we're into our final descent into El Salvador, and all of a sudden, Penny Boy opened up. I wasn't thinking about him, and until we landed, I wrote about 8 or 9 handwritten pages about Penny Boy. So, you know, I'm waiting for this, but again, unpredictable. So the fun thing for the kids of El Salvador was that I told them that I had a character that until I got to El Salvador, I didn't know where he was from. And now I do. And I said, so your country has really inspired me. And Penny Boy's obviously connected to this land. So, and he is, because the story makes real sense to me now. So that was one really wonderful surprise. And you know, the kids beamed. They beamed when they heard that Penny Boy was El Salvadorian. So then another amazing thing was the country's beautiful, and I loved it. You know, I felt very comfortable there. And my friend took me, or this woman who was being my hostess, she took me into the mountains during the weekend to this town called Ataco. And, you know, again, it was just beautiful. And we went into this little shop, and it was like a gift store, artisan store that her friend owned. And then she said to me, listen, do you want to go in the museum in the back room? And I was like, what museum? You know, and she goes, it's like a dollar. And I go, okay. So we go into through this little beaded curtain to this back room. And this was extraordinary. In this room were about 6 beautiful engraved Mayan ruins that had been unearthed on this person's property in 2009. They were so beautiful and extraordinary that I was overwhelmed. I kept, you know, being from the East in the New York area, I'm looking at these Mayan ruins and I'm going, oh, this is incredible. I can touch them. I can be near them. You know, there was no security. It was me and my friend and this woman who's...
Right.
And I felt very emotional because they were so beautiful. And they were from 2500 BC. And they had just been unearthed in 2009 by chance on their property.
Wow.
And then, this is really incredible. The woman said to me, smell that one. Everyone says it smells like chocolate. And I have a very good sense of smell. And I looked at her like, what? You know, like, what? And I smelled it, and it was sweet, and it smelled like chocolate, and none of the other ones did. And so, the whole thing felt like, I don't know, like really, you know, amazing and otherworldly in a way that here I am, I've discovered the beginnings of Penny Boy. Now I'm in a little town in the mountains, and I'm touching these beautiful Mayan ruins, and one of them smells like chocolate. And it was just like, I was like, could it get any better? You know, so that day, you know, we leave the Mayan ruin little room, and I'm looking at the windows going, no security, this is incredible. This is like, you know, if you were in New York City, there'd be guards, and I'm just touching these Mayan ruins. And so then my friend takes me to this incredible waterfall. It's a double waterfall, really tall and beautiful. And the guide was like cutting open cacao and letting us chew on the cacao, like that's the chocolate, what they make chocolate from.
Right.
And, it was like, I literally was living like this wonderful, enchanted dream, except it was real. So, it just was like, it kept getting better, you know. And so here I was with my books and my stories and my scrolls, and I'm sharing all my work, and now I'm in a little mountain village in El Salvador, and I'm just having these experiences. And I met this artist named Miguel Angel Ramirez, who is otherworldly in himself and a painter. And it just, the whole thing felt like, you know, synchronicity. And of course, right? Because that's what happens, you know, when you say yes to adventure.
Now, if I remember correctly, didn't Penny Boy have in the Yawning Rabbit River, didn't Penny Boy have an affinity with chocolate? Wasn't he stuck up in a wall sometime and had chocolate, or was that not quite right?
But isn't that funny that you would think that? Because there is an affinity and a resonance and a synchronicity with my experience and who Penny Boy is. So, and it is ancient. And, you know, and I knew it was ancient before I even touched these Mayan ruins. And then, so all this wonderful stuff happened, and it inspired me to, you know, continue on with Penny Boy, and we'll see what happens, because that's now where I'm at.
Well, you know, when you get Penny Boy's story done, I have to know.
I know. Trust me, you will. You will.
I'm one of many thousands I want to know. So, but that's good. Well, now, one of the things you said, we're down to 6 minutes already. One of the things you said is that there were, I know, it's going by fast. One of the things you mentioned is spin-offs, you know. To me, see, a couple of the things that I really love about this whole story and what you experience is that, you know, you're saying yes to all of the possibilities and having it unfold.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, kind of taking you down a whole different, new, bright path, you know. And I just really want to recognize that, you know. And a lot of that was you giving those books, which obviously created the demand, you know. So, I mean, it was for us, everyone to remember, you know, give a little bit, because you just never know how it's going to come back to you, but it'll come back in, you know, multiples. So, but
I couldn't agree with you more.
Absolutely.
I think that the simple acts of gratitude and giving without any, you know, intention except just to do that, it's unpredictable, but it is wonderful how it does create these unfolding and opportunity that's just part of it. And in in my stories, which really validates what you're saying, is there's always giving in my stories, and the giving does, you know, it like the magic gown's loaded with that, and so is the Yawning Rabbit River, where there's something wonderful that comes from that graciousness. And so, and it's just full circle, you know, and there's an unfolding, and I just follow it, And I'm, you know, I'm excited for it. You know, it's fun. It really is fun.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and to be able to have something that energizes you as well as your audience, I mean, that's a win-win for sure. So one of the things that you mentioned is offshoots or kind of some of the things that have happened as a result. Can you share maybe one or two of those? Because this is something that obviously goes beyond what was expected.
Well, I'm doing the cocktail party. It's my fifth presentation that day, and, you know, I'm hoping people will love it. And but I don't know, because they're bankers and all these serious people. And, you know, this woman walks up to me, and she says, you should meet this artist, Miguel Angel Ramirez. He's in this town in the mountains somewhere. And, you know, and she said, and this is what she said to me, you will know more about Penny Boy from meeting him. Now, I'm astounded. Yeah, I'm astounded by what she's saying to me. So I'm like, okay. So they take me on, like 2 days later, they take me to meet this artist who was El Salvadorian, and his studio was unbelievably beautiful, all like a studio, but all outdoors and waterfalls and creeks and flowers. And he takes young boys before they get into these gangs, because El Salvador is very famous for very bad gangs, and he helps them use their creativity and to not go into gangs, but to open up their artist. And so he spoke Spanish and I spoke English, and he had somebody interview me on video about why my creativity and why did I come to El Salvador and to share my creativity. And it was another moment where I said, this is just so incredible and so beautiful, and this never would have happened unless I just keep saying yes and offering myself, and then these momentums happen. And, you know, they are spin-offs that are completely out of – I love when you really are not – you're not in control, and – I like that, because that's the creative process.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, you know, that's great, because that is very, very true. And, you know, the funny thing is that there are so many people who really just have difficulty with that, you know, that control. And, you know, it really does stifle creativity. And
it really does. And the child the child in us really is spontaneous. So that's what I'm encouraging it, and then I'm witnessing it in my own life. So it's been wonderful with the meeting that artist and then having that whole interaction I had with him, you know, and he did inspire me. So,
well, that's great. You know, this is, I mean, that sounds like it was a completely magical experience, you know, and it was like it was destined to happen.
Yes, doesn't it sound that way? And it was, and then I'm changed, and they're changed, and that's a really great thing, you know? So
it is. It is.
And I hope that the people listening, really get how wonderful letting go and being enchanted is, you know?
Yeah, that's very, very important. Yeah, that's great. And, you know, that's one of the things I hope that people will get from listening to our discussion, too, is that, just let go, say yes, you know, and go with it, and let life unfold before you.
Yeah, and say yes to your adventure, not someone else's. That's one of the things I say to the kids, and it's about their adventure. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
The individual.
Yep. Okay. Well, Janine, this has been fun. Thank you very much for the update. And, you know, it sounds like it was an absolutely wonderful trip, you know, and I'm sure the children are probably still talking about it and will be for years to come. But that's a good
thing.
That's
Robert.
What inspiration is supposed to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And this is the first time I really got to talk about it publicly, so thanks. Thank you.
Well, great. Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I do look forward to having you back, and especially when the Penny Boy novella is already
set. Okay.
So, all right. Well, thank you again. And everyone, you can also follow Janine and me on Facebook. Join us there. And again, everyone, today's Children's Corner show featured J.L. Kimmel, Janine, and we were talking about her recent trip to El Salvador. And also about her book, The Yawning Rapid River Chronicle. And I do have a direct link to her website for the book in the show page description, which is www.tyrrc.com. And then there's also a link in the show page description, again, to a short video of Janine teaching that class down in El Salvador. So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth's Children's Corner show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/ByteRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at ByteRadioMe, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me, that's BITERADIO.ME. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.